This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Today, we're celebrating the centennial anniversary of our show's home station. 100 years ago tonight, the University of Illinois brought WILL-AM, then WRM, to life. Joining us are two voices who are well-known to public radio audiences across America. They're both alumni of WILL in Illinois Public Media. Nyla Boodoo was the founding host and executive producer of The 21st Show. She's currently host and editor of the podcast Axios Today. From time to time, you can also hear her on 1A from NPR. Nyla joins us from Washington, D.C. Nyla, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I loved hearing that music. I had almost a Pavlovian response. I was sitting up ready to host.
Of course.
Thanks for having me back.
Longtime listeners will know the deep cut that you also have a track named from that same band, Public Access. I also want to introduce, though, Jeremy Hobson, who grew up in Champaign-Urbana. He first became associated with WILL in elementary school. More on that in a bit. You may also know Jeremy as a former host of Public Radio's Marketplace and Here and Now. He also recently guest hosted the show Left, Right, and Center. Jeremy, welcome home.
It is great to be here. And I realized, by the way, you said elementary school. My first time on WILL was 30 years ago. So I am a 30%er of the WILL world.
All right. Well, I'm just a 2%er here, or maybe I guess if you count my statehouse contributions, 10 maybe. All right. Let's say, listeners, if you want to join us, 800-222-9455. If you have memories of WILL to share, 800-222-9455. So Nyla, spring 2016, you were the host who launched the 21st. Let's listen to the opening segment, March 14th, 2016.
I'm excited you've tuned into our very first broadcast of this show. We are calling this program the 21st because it's all about our state. And Illinois, by the way, if you did not know, is the 21st state. Our goal is to set a new standard for conversation in Illinois. For those of you listening right now, this is a conversation you're not just welcome to join. It's a conversation we can't have without your participation. That said, you can always tweet your questions or comments to us at 21st Show. And here's my question for all of you listening right now. Can you share a story about when you learned something from someone you disagreed with politically? Was there a time when you were able to cross that divide?
All right, Nyla, say more about your vision for the show.
Well, I think we have to remember the time. Also, that was before the 2016 election. And so I think the idea of partisan divide in that was that spring, right? And so we were talking about it. I was really concerned about this, as were all of the other folks in journalism, especially in the Illinois public media world. And so we just wanted to create that space. I think that is, to me, one of the things that I love the most about the audience across the 21st is that it spans the political spectrum. And I really appreciate that people are willing to be united in a civic discourse. And we found that when we created the show. I think people are still hungry for that. I think that there's still a really important space to do that, no matter what the loudest voices on either side are shouting about.
Absolutely. And yeah, you say we were concerned, and yet how little we knew of what we were in store for.
Exactly.
In the next half decade. So what were some of your more memorable broadcasts from the 21st?
I was thinking about, Brian, do you remember when we were doing inauguration?
I do.
We do. Were
terrible Wi-Fi, as
in a
I
little
recall.
Corner. There's lots of little corners of Springfield where I've broadcast from. I would say, and you were a large part of this as a reporter and a central part of the journalism of this, I'm probably most proud of our state house coverage, just because I think it was such an important thing to bring budget day, to show up, to have a forum for lawmakers, for our listeners to be able to question lawmakers, for lawmakers to know that there were journalists there that were reporting on what they were doing and holding them accountable. And I still think that there are so many conversations that I think are also important in terms of arts and culture and just the fabric of daily life. But I really, when I think back to all of those conversations, I always like my trips into my time in Springfield really stands out to me.
All right. We asked some members of our texting group about their memories of WILL. One person said he listens all the time, especially in the car. And their most recent appreciation was the daily broadcasts from Governor Pritzker at the beginning of the pandemic. Jeremy, let's bring you into the conversation now. Not many people can say their first experience with a professional radio station started in grade school. In fact, you interviewed humorist and writer Dave Barry at the age of 11. You were 11, not him. Here's some tape of that interview.
What do you think of the Clinton administration?
I don't really think too much about it, to be honest. I'm pretty busy with booger jokes. No, I think it's performed pretty much the way most of our administrations have in recent years, you know, which is comically, which is good for me, you know. Bad government is good in humor columns.
Still true. What did 11-year-old Jeremy Hobson know about Dave Barry?
Well, first of all, I think that was 9-year-old Jeremy Hobson. I didn't know anything about Dave Barry. I didn't know who Dave Barry was. And in fact, a friend of mine, who's still a good friend of mine, Kate Schrepfer, now Kate Berger, who I grew up with in Urbana, also filled in on Treehouse Radio. That's from the show Treehouse Radio that Sherry Lynn brought me in for. Kate got to interview Hillary Clinton in the 1992 campaign for Bill Clinton, and they came through Champaign-Urbana, and she got to interview Hillary Clinton, who I think she did know who that was, but I didn't know who Dave Barry was at the time. But, you know, the thing, Brian, and just getting to something that Nyla was just saying, the second project I did with WILL was these oral history projects that I did when I was 11, and I was probably 11 years old at Uni High, and we interviewed Holocaust survivors living in Champaign-Urbana. And that, I think, was a moment when I realized how important but also rewarding it is to talk to people who are not like you and to bring the stories of people who are outside of your own bubble to an audience and help people understand the ideological diversity, the experiential diversity of the community around them, and to really bring all of these interesting voices from Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding area to the listeners of WILL. And that was a really important lesson that I think I've kept with me throughout my entire career.
So that's the sort of big picture philosophical lesson. I understand you also learned some more pragmatic or practical skills at WILL that you were able to apply in your career.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, and I then did these oral history projects with Uni High at WILL every single year of my high school career. And WILL was transitioning to digital audio editing, which is now the way that it's done everywhere. But at the time, a lot of people, a lot of places, all places would cut actual audio tape with razor blades. And WILL was doing both of those things, but I was learning the digital. And then when I was 17, I went for a year to All Things Considered at NPR in Washington, and they were still on reel-to-reel audio tape. And so I then had to learn how to slice tape with a razor blade and tape it back together and put stuff on the air very quickly. But then they transitioned to digital, and I, as an alumni from WILL, was the only one who knew how to do digital editing at that time. So it was really interesting that this 100-year-old station was faster at moving to digital than NPR was.
Amazing. All right, we're talking about WILL AM, our home station's 100th anniversary, which is today, this evening. The first broadcast went out over the airwaves. We're speaking with Nyla Boodoo, the inaugural host and executive producer of the 21st show, and Jeremy Hobson, who got his start at the station before going on to national hosting roles with Marketplace and Here and Now. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. Nyla, we played an excerpt from Jeremy's early WILL days. You told our news director one of your favorite interviews was with the children's author, M.J. Mouton, about his book, Richie Doodles, The Brilliance of a Young Richard Feynman. Why was that so important to you?
Why it stood out to me, I remember this was also a big favorite of all of our producers and some of the former producers who worked on the show as well. I think we were just really touched at his story. And I think that's always, for me, what I love the most about talking to people who create something, especially when they're writers, understanding the motivation of why they do it is something that I will find eternally fascinating. And his backstory and his motivation for why he wanted to create children's books was just so meaningful to me that even years later, that was kind of the first thing that popped to mind.
Another person in our texting group wrote, I listen to WILL every morning and all weekend. I like Reveal, Moth Radio, State Week in Review. And Jerry Urbana left us this voicemail about his favorite WILL shows.
When I first moved here with my partner in 1979, we were delighted to learn of WILL AM, FM, and TV. We both love classical music and the AM stations reporting on a wide range of issues. Some of our current programs are 1A, the 21st, Here and Now, Saturday programs such as Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, The Moth. There are just way too many to name in the amount of time you have to share this. It means everything to the enrichment of our lives.
Thank you for the voicemail, Jerry, and thank you for the shout out for the 21st. Jeremy, let's talk about public radio nationally. As a native Illinoisan, how do you think public radio writ large is doing about hearing from people in the Midwest?
Not well enough, I think. And I don't think they ever have. And I certainly pushed for a lot more coverage of things that were happening in the middle of the country. I hate the term, as I'm sure all of our listeners do. I hate the term flyover country. I really can't stand it. I really didn't like it when people used that term. But when I was at Here and Now, we started to bring in a lot more stories from WILL reporters to go on the national air, which I think was really important. And same goes for stories coming from public radio stations across the Midwest and across the country. I think NPR and public radio is at its best when it recognizes that it has this incredible network of not just stations, hundreds of stations around the country, but also thousands of journalists who are living in these communities and can tell these stories. And, you know, if you think about public radio as a whole, with all the stations together and the network, it's a bigger news operation than the New York Times and some of the biggest, you know, news organizations in the country. It may have almost as many reporters as, I mean, maybe not as the AP, but, you know, it's up there. And I wish that they would, spend more time not just in Washington and New York and Los Angeles, but, really covering the news across the country.
I would say at this point, it's probably even more than the Associated Press, honestly. When you think about all of the staff cutbacks that have happened at wire services, at local newspapers, local public radio stations play such a vital role. And I would say it is a continual source of frustration to me that I feel like a lot of the largest news organizations and NPR do not pay attention to what happens between the coasts. I work for Axios is a small but growing company now, and we do not have as big of a footprint. And all I hear from our people in between the coasts who want to know more. And as we expand into our local coverage, that is what we hear from everyone, that local journalism really matters.
Well, and I'll just say one other thing on that is that if you look at, for example, what's happened in presidential elections in the last several times through, it's the Midwestern states that decide what happens in this country. I mean, if you win Michigan and you win Ohio, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, those are the states that bring you to the presidency. So paying attention to the Midwest is actually vitally important for every American.
So we did get a call. We're not going to have time to go on air, but Ed, Rich, thank you for calling in, reminding us that Ed used to do custom weather forecasts for people who are traveling through listening to the station. Just less than a minute left, but I want to ask each of you what you're up to these days. Jeremy, you first.
I've just been, I did a little stint on Left, Right, and Center, which is an interesting political show based in Los Angeles. I'm working on a podcast pilot that I will not be able to talk about right now, but it's happening. And I'm just sort of exploring some other projects at the moment. But I love the news and I want to, continue to do it as much as I possibly can.
I like Left, Right, and Center, and I'm eager to hear what you're working on for the podcast. Nyla, Axios Today, your elevator pitch?
Axios Today is a 10-minute morning news show. So I still am in daily news. Can't get me out of it. We come out at 5:30 Eastern time every weekday morning with 10 minutes. Axios is known for smart brevity in newsletter format. We have done that in audio. I like to say that our podcast is the best and the smart of public radio, the intellectual heft of public radio with the speed of commercial radio. Mm. So that's my 10-minute elevator pitch. But we have sort of we have access to all of the Axios journalists, which is wonderful. Lots of unusual stories that I think maybe, you know, we cover space, we cover lots of different things that maybe you wouldn't hear on a daily basis. And so that's every weekday morning. And sometimes you hear me, on Fridays, mostly on guest 1A. Hosting for 1A.
Nyla Boodoo, Jeremy Hobson, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show to celebrate our 100th anniversary of WILL.
Thank you so much. Yeah, happy birthday, WILL.
The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Happy birthday, indeed. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.